When my wife and I pulled up late to the bed and breakfast we were going to be staying at, I tried to be real quiet. I was afraid we might wake some people up, you know. Not a problem. That B&B was buzzing like a beehive. Inside, there were 10 women huddled around the dining room table, each one with a sewing machine right in front of her. Of course, I felt right at home. Okay, I learned that the other guests, all women, were there that weekend for a mystery quilt weekend. They were each making a quilt, some for the first time. And even though I felt I had sort of crashed a grown-up slumber party, I did ask a few questions like, what pattern are you following? They didn't know. See, it turns out that one of the women there, Millie, does these quilting weekends with ladies, and she has the pattern. It's a mystery quilt because each woman only has instructions for what to do with the next piece or pieces. She has no idea what all those pieces are going to make. The next day, one lady said to me, I can't wait till I can see what all this is going to look like when it's all put together. Good thing she didn't leave early with her pile of pieces, huh? She'd have never known what it all made. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the pieces without the plan. Actually, we've just talked about a description of some of our lives. Pieces without the plan, because we're away from the only one who has the plan. I guess in a way, life's a mystery quilt. All we can see is the block we're working on right now. But every once in a while, we find ourselves asking that question that has haunted us for years. Why am I doing all this? What does all this make? It could be that right now the pieces aren't making much sense at all. And you're not sure of the answer to the one question you have to answer while you're on Earth. Why am I here? You miss that and you miss the point of your whole life. And so far, none of the things and none of the people you thought would make it make sense have done it. Life still seems like a pile of disconnected pieces. I hope you'll be encouraged by our word for today from the Word of God. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now, according to the Bible, you are a unique creation of God. Just look at your fingerprints if you don't believe he's made you one of a kind. And he has plans for you. Great plans. Like the lady who organized that quilting weekend, God has the plan in his hand. But if you're away from the one who has the plan, there's no way to put the pieces together right. So much of the confusion and many of the mistakes, a lot of the emptiness, the pain in your life, well, that may have been because you've been trying to put it together without the only one who knows the plan. God's the only one who knows why you're here. The problem is that, again, according to the Bible, every one of us has tried to do life our way instead of God's way. Here's God's words. All of us have wandered away like sheep. Each of us has turned to his own way. Without divine intervention, you and I have hopelessly separated ourselves from the one who designed us. But divine intervention did come on a brutal cross, on a hill outside Jerusalem, where God's one and only Son died as a substitute for you and me, carrying our death penalty for our running of our own lives, which means that where there was once an uncrossable divide, there's a bridge now, and his name is Jesus. And today, Jesus is coming to where you are, offering you the opportunity to tell him that you want him to be your Savior from your sin, to connect you to the God that you've been separated from, to be the one who holds the plans and purpose for your life in his hands. And when you find him, you have found the meaning of your life. You ever reached out to him to begin your relationship with him? Why not today? Tell him, Jesus, beginning today, I'm yours. Please go to our website, and there you'll find the information you need that will help you be sure you belong to him. Actually, how to begin that relationship with him. Go to anewstory.com. Because today might be the beginning of your new story. Maybe life's been a pile of confusing, disconnected pieces long enough. You need to come home to Jesus, the one who created you, who's got wonderful plans for you. If you'll open up to him, you'll finally start to get a look at the plan that puts all the pieces together.